Welcome aboard the Wedding Empires podcast with yours truly, Jack Bowie, where we plunge into the depths of creativity, entrepreneurship, and the love-infused world of weddings. Each episode, we're going to unpack strategies, insights, and stories that empower you to craft the wedding business of your dreams. Welcome to the Wedding Empires podcast. Hi, everyone. It's Jack Bowie here. Just a quick little live, because since I've launched my podcast, Wedding Empires, I've had a lot of cool messages come my way with people asking what tools I'm using for my podcast, especially those of us in the wedding industry who are tuned in and learning about how to run or grow a wedding business. You've been particularly interested. So I thought I would take this opportunity to run through a couple of the favorite items that I use to create this podcast every week. Now, I'm coming at this at sort of like a tool setup for your studio kind of approach. However, I do plan to do another episode on this around software that I use as well. So the first thing that I want to tell you about is something that's actually new. It's called the Elgato Stream Deck. Now, this thing's really cool. It's basically like a little panel that you can use to stop, start all these different things. So I could be stop starting my YouTube stream. I could be turning on my lights, my Philips Hue lights, my Elgato key lights, which I'm going to talk about in a second as well. Play my intro song, my outro song, play an ad, all from this. It's USB powered. This is like a beautiful little touch screen that you can stop and start all different software that you need throughout your podcast. The next thing I want to talk about is this thing right here, my Rode NT USB microphone. I've tried quite a few microphones. I have an actual radio Rode mic, which I love. However, this one is made for podcasting and it simply goes into the back of your computer with a USB. So super simple. You don't need something in between like a mixing desk or anything like that. You can use headphones and it's got a knob for headphones and a volume knob for your microphone as well. So it's got everything you need, a little popper stopper at the front. So you're not doing those ones. But as I said, it goes into your USB, into the back of your computer, and it's got a super long cord too. So if you're needing to interview someone far away or a studio is quite big or you've got a set or whatnot, you've got a lot of length there to play with. The next thing I want to talk about is these Elgato key lights. Super cool. I got a pack of two from Amazon. Again, I'll share the link for this shortly, but this is all powered through my computer, where I can, with my mouse, switch them on, switch them off, also adjust the level of the lights. I can make them warmer, more blue, depending on my mood. And they're both set up in sync right there. And I can do it and I can preset different things for my show as well if I like. The next thing I want to share is this camera that I'm using. It's called the Sony ZV-E10. It is fantastic. It was made for vloggers. It's got a cool little microphone, little powder puff thing on the top, but this can be set up with a few different alterations to be like your permanent webcam. And it's got excellent quality in terms of definition and whatnot. This link I am going to share, you do need to add on your lens on top. So this is a body only link. And I can make some recommendations around which lens. I'll pop that on the link as well. This is beautiful. It's lightweight. It can, like most cameras, adapt to any sort of fixtures and whatnot. I've got it at the moment on a little tripod on my desk. So I've got it at eye height. This is a wonderful camera, which you can, as I said, adapt slightly with a couple of tools to make it your webcam. And high quality at that. The next thing I want to show you guys is the Elgato prompter. And this is so cool. So my little Sony camera can sit behind here and be on a tripod or, you know, stand or anything like that. And I can look straight at the camera and this screen will project my script right in front of the person's face. So I'm able to look at them dead in the eye, but also read what the hell I'm saying.
but fantastic tool for big presentations, webinars, things like that, if you want to be looking straight in the eye and also looking at your script. The last thing that I want to mention is my little Audio Engine speakers. I love these. I used to have the bigger ones of these, but these are the little bookshelf ones. They are so cute and so powerful. It can either go into your computer via a mini jack, or you can use a USB and plug them in that way. So I want to share with you my link, jackbowie.com. And on that website, if you go to the resources page, so jackbowie.com/resources, you'll see these top six items listed, and they're all available on Amazon. Now, don't forget the camera one, you need to add on your lens. It's just going to be for the body. And I will come back with another episode down the track where I'll list all the software that I'm using for podcasting as well. Anyway, I'll leave it there.
This episode of Wedding Empires is brought to you by The Wedding Academy, where you can start and grow your wedding business. We offer certificate courses, group coaching programs, and a whole heap of templates and worksheets and things to help you get started and grow your wedding business. For more information, visit weddingacademyglobal.com. And don't forget to use your 5% discount code PODCAST when checking out.